Provisional ballots are used when a voter hasn't shown proof of where he or she lives. Wisconsin election officials are using them for the first time this year. State Elections Board Executive Director Kevin Kennedy says provisional ballot use is limited since Wisconsin already has registration at the polls and a separate process to handle voter challenges. Kennedy says provisional ballots are the result of the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA.
The provisional ballot in Wisconsin is only given to voters who registered to vote by mail and they've never voted in the municipality before. Under a new law, those voters have to provide identification before they're able to get a ballot. So if they show up at the polling place and their name is on the list but it's marked ID required and they're unable to provide, you know, either a picture ID or some proof of residence such as a utility bill or bank statement.
Kennedy says a provisional ballot is counted when a voter brings in proof of residence by 4 p.m. the day after voting. He says challenge ballots are different. If someone challenges a person's eligibility to vote at the poll, for instance, saying the person is a felon who hasn't completed parole, a challenge ballot can be issued. If the person challenged is able to swear under oath he or she is eligible, the ballot is marked so it can be looked at later should there be a recount. Kennedy says large numbers of absentee ballots and new voter registrations this year will likely be a challenge. He suggests people bring proof of residence if they think they're likely to be asked about it, and he says, be patient. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.